God.
Amen.
Well, it's nice to be together again tonight and just give God an opportunity to continue his work in us. Nice to see some that I haven't had a chance of greeting yet. Brother Danny and Sister Ting. And who else is here? Slipped here. There's the Schultheises. Stephen and Lisa, God bless you. Nice to have you. Anyone here that has just shown up today? No? Okay. Oh, the organ player. Yeah, well, our pastor, Tim Walfogel, and his wife Tiffany have joined us tonight. And they'll be going home tomorrow already. And I asked Tim if he would share with us tomorrow morning. They've been traveling all day today, and wouldn't it be fair to drag him behind the pulpit tonight. I appreciate if he ministers to us in the morning. Praise God. We're glad he's playing the organ for us, and we're glad you're all here, too. Let's thank the Lord for his goodness to us today and his care over the camp. We had the inspectors walking through the camp today, and we always love when the inspectors come. And they always come at the best times, yeah. Just when we're trying to get, the period started. And there's so many things to do. But from what I understand, that we're getting a good report. The Lord has helped us. And we have you all to thank for that, and our brother Tom especially. You know, I was walking through the campgrounds and thinking how beautiful these grounds are and how nicely kept up they are. And I know that Tom and Mary have a lot to do with that. But, of course, I can't do it alone. And so we volunteer to help them in every way we can. But it's really a testimony to the grace of God that God has kept this place for us, and it's such a beautiful place. And every year there seems to be new improvements. Have you noticed that? Now we have air conditioning. After a while, we're not going to be able to call this Pilgrim Camp. We're going to be able to call it Pilgrim Resort or something. I don't know. We have to stop somewhere. We can use a little air conditioning in here. I trust that's in the works. Oh, praise God. But let's forget about the air conditioning. Let's get some heart conditioning tonight. That would be good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. So let's pray for our campers. We do that every day. And tonight they're gathered together. I don't know if they have bunk worships or if they're coming together in their lodge or in the cottage there. But let's pray that God will bless them. And every day, softening of the heart. Every day, drawing to Jesus. Every day, revealing his love to them. Praise God. You know, some kids come up very hard. And we've often had prayer requests, you know, the period is coming to a close and this kid hasn't broken through yet, but we got to pray. And so we called on God, and then inevitably God breaks through in the meeting finally, and they fall to their knees and weep their way to salvation or whatever blessing it is that God has for them. Praise God. Amen. So let's have someone pray for our campers. Praise the Lord. Who would like to do that?
So, Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for all these campers, Lord.
Yes, Lord, everyone. Thank you, Jesus.
And the adults, too, Lord, and everyone here. Oh, Jesus, we know that there's a presence. Your precious presence is here, Lord. And it's,
yes.
People have talked about it through the years, how the angels, there's angels that surround this camp, Lord, and how
thank
that
you, Jesus.
When we come to this camp, there's an authority here, not for nefarious, but for glorious authority.
Amen.
The Lord, that you want to take authority over these souls. You want to bring them into your kingdom, O God.
Amen.
You want to increase the kingdom of God through this camp, Lord. And you want it to be a shining light on a hill, Lord. You want it to be, you want to this influence of this camp to spread throughout the city of New York and throughout the state of New York and throughout the country and throughout the world, O God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You're wanting to do big things
Hallelujah.
Here, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, God, we want to thank you, Jesus, that your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth and in this camp as well, O Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you're going to do a mighty, mighty work, O God, in this camp, and you're going to do it in each heart, and you're going to give an anointing, Lord, to those who are doing the spiritual formation, Lord. And you're going to give them an anointing, O God, that will break through the hardened heart, O God. It's going to break through and penetrate that heart, O God. And then they're going to open up their widely, open up to your presence, to your purpose and plan for their lives, Lord. That you're going to redirect the trajectory of their lives, those especially who come from very dysfunctional families and situations and circumstances, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, you're going to give them a hope.
Do it, Lord.
Amen. Oh, God, yes, you're going to give them a special hope. Hallelujah. In their hearts, oh, God. You're going to implant a hope for a future, a future and a glorious even a presence, Lord, present time even now, Lord, no matter what their past has been. Oh, God, I just pray that you'll do a mighty work, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you that you're able and you're willing, O God. And we are standing in the gap for them, Lord. We're going to stand in faith for them, Lord. O God, we thank you, God, that you're doing a mighty work and you will accomplish what you've started, Lord. It already started in the city as they were on the bus and they came here or in their homes, their families, their parents brought them here, whoever brought them here. Oh God, you've already started the work, Lord, and you're going to finish the work. You don't leave things undone, oh God.
Amen.
But you complete the work, Lord. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end,
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Amen.
So we thank you that you'll bring your work to completion, oh God. And we thank you. In your precious name we pray.
Faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. There's a chorus we like to sing, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul, and then my rest is complete as I sit at thy feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. G.
Sweep over my soul.
Spirit, sweep over this path.
blessing that we are gathered for thy blessing. Praise God. We were talking the other day about friendships that we develop at Pilgrim Camp that last a lifetime. And, you know, there's something about seeking God together that just unites people. It's the glory of God. Those are special friendships when you find someone that you've been seeking God together with and praying with and praying for. I was so blessed the other day when I, after the meeting, there were those that stayed to wait upon God. And then I heard some chatter, and I looked, and one brother had his arm around the other. They were praying for one another. Those are the types of friendships you want to find and you want to hang on to. Hallelujah. They'll be there when you need them, and you'll be there when they need you. Praise God. Someone tell me the page.
126.
Thank you. Here tonight that'll be going home tomorrow. And Lord, we thank you that they were able to be with us, and
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you will do something very special for them tonight. Lord, exceeding abundantly above all they could ask or even think. Lord, finish that work that you have ordained to accomplish in their hearts at this time here at camp. And Lord, we pray that you'll go before them, that as they go back to their homes, and that you will give them traveling mercies. We pray that you will bring about changes where changes are needed. We pray, Lord, that the work that you have wrought in their hearts in these days will be manifested as they continue to serve you. We pray that they'll experience that new grace, new power, new sense of your presence, new confidence in God, that they can face their trials and their challenges, glorifying God as never before. Lord, we commit them to you in the covering of your precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So two songs that we sang already were prayers, right? Sweep over my soul. That was a prayer. We sang it right to Jesus. And you can sing prayers as well as just pray them on your knees. You can pray prayers in any position. Did you know that? Somebody said that he prayed the prayingest prayer he ever prayed upside down when he fell into the well. I guess he did. And then there are some songs that that we sing right to Jesus. That may or not be prayers, but we tell him that we love him and we worship him and so on. And then there are some songs that we sing about Jesus. We have a lot of those in the songbook and about his grace and Calvary and so on. And then there are some songs that he sings to us, or so it seems. And I'd like to sing one of those songs with you. I gave my life for thee. 94, here we go. Thank you.
Come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take upon my yoke and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank you.
Come unto me. Oh, Jesus, Lord, we love you so, we praise your name.
Teach us how to seek first the kingdom of God, Lord.
Yes.
And your righteousness. Lord, teach us. It's a verse that we read, we quote. But Lord, do we really know how it applies to our hearts? Lord, how you want me to seek first your kingdom. And each one here, Lord, I pray that you will help us along these lines. Lord, you have to be first. You have to be the most important one.
Yes.
A relationship with Jesus Christ and seeking him has to be the greatest occupation of our life. And Lord, you can cause that to be. And so Lord, even while we're here at camp, Lord, just reorder our priorities. And in each of us are in different circumstances when we go back home, involved with different things. Show each one of us, Lord, how we can put God first. And then, Lord, establish us in that path. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Works in ways we cannot see. For you, when there seemed to be no way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory.
Jesus.
My problem is I think of too many songs.
Of the goodness of God.
goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
And you know, they're pretty fast runners. They have a way of catching up with you. Every time. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, let's just keep loving him.
Jesus,
it's been a different type of meeting tonight, but Jesus has been so near and so precious.
God, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you for your goodness that was after us.
We've needed to hear these things.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
said we're having a different kind of service tonight. I think you would just call it a praise service, but that's every service, isn't it? He's done so much for me that I cannot tell it all. Well, I think we should start. good places to start. Sunday evening at our church, we heard a verse that said, "You make known to me the path of life. At your right hand there is fullness of joy." And my dad was speaking and he expounded upon, "You make known to me the path of life." And how wonderful it is following after Jesus. The Bible says that there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is destruction. But he makes known to me the path of life. And then, ironically, at the end of the service, he was going on about how wonderful following Jesus is. And he asked to sing a song with my mom, and then they both cried as they sang it, which didn't seem too joyous, but he assured us that he was happy. But it's wonderful, the life following after Jesus. Confusing sometimes. As we heard, Jesus sometimes leads us in places that we don't expect and does things in ways that make no sense to us. And as I was thinking, I made a deal with Jesus. Maybe you've done this before too, but I said to him, "Lord, if you do this, I won't stop thanking you for it." Have you ever done that? It's kind of a plot line I like to do to get what I want. but I'm thankful when the Lord obliges. And many of you know, and I've shared this already, but my wife and I had a need last year. And she was really unable to be with child. And it's okay to ask, she is pregnant. and we didn't really see a clear path forward. And we spent, in June, we spent a week in the hospital trying out a different medication for her that we hoped would be successful. And that was a disaster. We were with the best doctors in the world for her condition at the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania. We stayed there for a week, and her condition, as she took the new medicine, her condition just deteriorated. She got worse and worse and worse, and it kind of climax with me yelling at the doctor, telling them that they don't know what they're doing. That's never a good place to be, but that's where we were. And then we got home, and the situation even got worse. I don't want to say she had a near-death experience, but she probably did. It was scary. And we had this desire in our heart to have a family, and we saw no clear path forward. And my path, to do what I thought was best. And I don't think that there was necessarily anything wrong with it. I was doing whatever wisdom I had, but any wisdom I had was futile. It didn't help. It just made the situation worse. And I was confused. My friends were having babies. We wanted to have babies too. And we wanted to be excited with them. And we were excited. We were excited for you guys. but we wanted to start a family as well, and so we were upset. And we were scared, and we didn't know what was next. And so we said, "Lord, we'll leave it in your hands." And that was all that we could do. And so we gave it to Jesus. And we're thankful for Pastor Kenny and others who came to pray with us. And we prayed over Tiffany's body. And then many of you who were here in the summer, during third period, you heard that Tiffany was struggling. And you prayed again. And it seemed as though each time we gave it to the Lord that he helped a little bit. And each time we said, "Lord, you take," he undertook. And we're so thankful that God gave the answer. And what a wonderful thing it is to leave it in the hands of our God. And so I'm thankful tonight. I was thankful last night, and I'll continue to be thankful that we have such a wonderful Savior who... He makes known to me the path of life. And at his right hand, there is fullness of joy. And so we're thankful, Tiffany and I are both thankful for the answer that God has given. And God is worthy of the praise, worthy of the adoration. And so we're returning it all to him. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to continue to thank God at 2 in the morning when you can't sleep anymore. I'm sure you will. Praise God. We're very happy for you. And These testimonies are a blessing to all of us. We're all praying and trusting God about things, and God doesn't have any favorites. What he's doing for others, he'll do for us if we'll trust him as they do, by God's grace. If God's answering their prayers, then he must be answering my prayers too. And maybe I don't see the answer just yet, but it's always encouraging to hear what God is doing in answer to prayer. And I remember that meeting where we gathered in Ozone Park to pray for the sick, and thinking of Tiffany in particular. Oh, it was a powerful meeting. You knew that God did something, and eventually it manifested itself, and praise God, it's just the beginning. We thank God, and we're happy with you and for you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, we're going to sing number 358. And that's our response to what Jesus has done for us. He's given, and so now we offer ourselves and give ourselves to him. Let's stand together and sing a while. That's another heart song, right? Take my heart. It is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Praise God. Amen. We need to hear these testimonies. Preaching is important, of course. But when God puts a testimony on your heart and you share it, we all are blessed by that, aren't we? It's not just the preacher, expounding the word of God, but it's, people just like you talking about what Jesus has done for them. I've said this before. Sister Nora Bennett, I don't know if some of you know her. She's been around for a while, and she lived in the Faith Home in Woodhaven for many years and served very faithfully in Ridgewood. She worked here at camp for many years, and I got to know her very well. And one time she got up and said, I love to hear testimonies. I've heard hundreds of testimonies, maybe thousands throughout my life. She said, but of all the testimonies that I've heard, the ones I remember are the ones that I gave. And so we thought, oh, really? Then she went on to explain. She said, when I get up and testify for Jesus. He comes to me and makes that more real in my life than it was before. You know, it's good to return and give thanks to the Lord. And I think that's true. We saw how God came to our sister after she testified this morning, this evening. And he was pleased that she got up to speak of her love for Jesus and his faithfulness to her. And he did something for her. And I trust for all of us. And so you need to testify for us, but you also need to testify for yourself. Because God has something more for you. He puts a seal on what he's done when we publicly thank him as the Lord leads us to. Praise God. So thank you for sharing those things.